I closed my bag, prepared to leave, and after a few more cordial remarks, I thanked her for taking the time to meet with me. As I headed toward the door, I heard her say, "Bob, aren't you forgetting something?" I turned around, looking for whatever I had left behind. She said, "I'll take 100 cases of chili." Overwhelmed, I ran over and hugged her. It was my first sale, and I learned a lesson that has stayed with me my whole life. It wasn't my pitch, my product, or even my company that landed my first big sale. It was my willingness to listen. Are you looking for a competitive sales edge this year? Well, you're not going to find it in the what in life, the stuff, the brochures, resumes, PowerPoints, DVDs, or faceless websites. No. But Jeb Blunt has researched far and wide and provides irresistibly practical advice. If you're looking for a job, a better job, or you want to smash a sales record, stop here. Take some time to listen to people buy you. Grandma and Grandpa would be proud. Trust me, I do this for a living. Bob Bodine, author of The Power of Who and CEO of Eastman & Bodine. 1. From information to empathy. What is most important to your success as a sales or business professional? Is it education, experience, product knowledge, job title, territory, or business dress? Is it your company's reputation, product, price, marketing collateral, delivery lead times, in-stock ratios, service guarantees, management strength, or warehouse location? Is it testimonials, the latest Forbes write-up, or brand awareness? Is it the investment in the latest CRM software, business 2.0 tools, or social media strategy? Is it your education, experience, work ethic, geography, business card color, or connections? You could hire a fancy consulting firm, make the list longer, add some bullet points, put it into a PowerPoint presentation, and go through the whole dog and pony show. But at the end of the day, there will be only one conclusion: none of the above. You see, the most important competitive edge for today's business professionals cannot be found on this list, your resume, or in any of your company's marketing brochures. If you want to know what your single most powerful competitive edge is, just look in the mirror. That's right, it's you. Do these other things matter? Of course they do, but these are just tickets that give you access to the game. When all things are equal, and in the competitive world we live in today, they almost always are, people buy you. Your ability to build lasting business relationships that allow you to close more deals, retain clients, increase your income, and advance your career to rise to the top of your company or industry depends on your skills for getting other people to like you, trust you, and buy you. When you fully accept and adopt the people buy you philosophy, your confidence will go up and you will perform at a higher level. You realize how very powerful you can be as a business and sales professional because, for the first time, you will understand just how much you are in control of your destiny. You are no longer tied to old paradigms. Things that you once believed important are pushed to the wayside. Now you know what really matters most in business is how well you do in getting others to like you, trust you, and believe in you. Once you wake up to the reality that people buy you, real success and achievement are within your grasp. The light bulb goes off. I first sketched the outline for this book on a napkin while having lunch with a friend in San Francisco. We'd been discussing how utterly complicated most sales books and training had become over the past decade. As students of the sales profession, my friend and I had read hundreds of books on sales and business. As the publisher of the most visible